KX93.5, good morning. I'm Tyler Russell. We are Laguna's only FM. And this morning we're talking about OC Fashion Week, which is going to start next week with a pretty amazing kickoff event on September 5th. We have in studio several ladies to tell us about it. We've got Nassim Nelson of Brisa Designs. Good morning, Nassim. How are you?
Good morning.
We've got Alexia Ornelius of Amazing Lash Studio. Hi, Alexia.
Good morning.
And on the phone with us, we have a real special treat. We've got Alexis Bellino from Real Housewives of Orange County. Alexis, how are you? It's okay. We'll get her back. So Alexis will call right back in. Nassim, why don't you start a little bit by telling us about OC Fashion Week this week or next week, what it's going to entail, and what are some things the public can enjoy last minute if they were unfamiliar with some of the events?
So we have OC Fashion Week starting off again next week. New to our venue lineup is Fantasy Yachts, who is kicking off our annual press launch alongside with the 4th annual Master Stylist competition, which is pretty awesome. There's going to be 3 floors of fashion runway going on. On the top deck, we're going to have Alexis Bellino and myself co-hosting and introducing all the amazing brands that we're going to have on opening day, such as Sherry Elizabeth, Gigi Hunter. And then that one is actually sold out, so we're pretty excited about that. The rest of the events that are taking place is the second day at the Hyatt Resort in Huntington Beach, which is awesome. It's outdoor by the lake. It has a really great backdrop for the high couture collections that we're showing that day. The third day, we're having it at Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Again, another local venue. We have a Vouv lounge that's themed for OC Fashion Week, so it's really fun with signature drinks. And then the last day, we're here in beautiful Laguna Beach at 7 Degrees Restaurant. They have a great ambiance, and we have some amazing designers that we're going to close the ceremony off with.
Alexis, I think we got you back on the phone now. Are you there?
Hi.
All right. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Great. So we're just going over some of the details of Fashion Week next week. Nassim's telling us about that. So the 7 Degrees one is obviously the nearest to us here in Laguna, to our listeners. Can people still get tickets to that?
Yeah, if you head over to OC Fashion Week's website or their Instagram, you can get tickets to everything but the press day, which is sold out, unfortunately.
Awesome. Well, Nassim, I have to thank you for putting pictures of scantily clad women in front of me as we do this interview. This is for inspiration,
yes.
So I can feel a part of the...
Exactly, yeah. Part of the whole fashion show.
Thank you. Yeah, Alexis, you can't see it, but Nassim brought in like posters of women wearing her jewelry and put it right in front of me so I would... know what I'm talking about.
Is that all they're wearing? Is that what you're telling me?
All basically, yeah. I mean, they have some clothes on, but not very many.
Okay.
So,
I'm sure the jewelry is amazing.
The jewelry is really beautiful. And again, that's Le Brisa Designs, right? Alexis, since we have you, why don't we talk about a little bit the identity of fashion in Orange County, which, you know, you're a mom, obviously, that's your focus, but you're on a very successful TV show that probably has a lot to do with why Orange County is considered kind of a fashion capital and trying to keep its identity separate from Los Angeles or New York. So what's going on in the fashion scene and why is Orange County a spot for it?
Well, I think there is a definite difference in the fashion between Orange County and L.A. It's obvious that anytime you're just sitting at a cafe, I feel like the staple, you know, outfit or the die-for fashion in Orange County, of course, includes some of Nassim's jewelry, but it's a Birkin bag, stilettos, and, like, I don't know. It's just everyone has, oh, the Arpel jewelry. I feel like everyone wears that, too. So I don't know. I think that L.A. has a very... different, like anything goes kind of thing. But Orange County is just, it has its own fashion that really sets us apart and makes it like more like a beachy feel.
And how important is it that it maintain its own identity, that we be separate from LA and other cities?
Well, I think every city wants to branch out and have its own identity.
Right. What about South Coast Plaza or Fashion Island or any of our local brands and stores? Do they have something to do with our fashion identity?
Definitely. South Coast is the go-to mall, and believe it or not, LA people even come here for that mall. So South Coast has a huge hand in all of our fashion.
Cool. Have you picked out all of your outfits for the 5 days of OC Fashion Week already?
Yes, I have, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, Nassim and Gigi and all of their amazing styles. So it's going to be really exciting for
awesome.
Everyone to everything.
I know you have a very active Instagram presence. Do we get some like previews of that? Are you going to post something?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should ask Nassim and Gigi about that. That might be a good idea.
Okay. Well, Nassim, they wanted me to ask. She wanted me to ask if about her Instagram. They don't have headphones, so I'm translating and posting everything up leading to the event.
Oh yeah, totally. We've been doing BTS all week, so I started off yesterday at Pardon My French Nail Bar, which is one of our main sponsors for OC Fashion Week. We have amazing lashes, which we're going to get done. We do BTS on that. And then we'll also be doing behind the scenes during OC Fashion Week on stage with the models, with the hair, getting ready, like all the hustle and bustle.
It's, cool.
Instagram's really made it fun to make it interactive for people who can't be there.
Right on. And then Alexia Ornelius is in studio of Amazing Lash Studio and Tan Nguyen Amazing Lash Studio. So maybe you can touch a little bit on what's hot in the beauty aspect this year. Does it change year to year? Is there anything more fashionable this year than years before?
Definitely a big change year to year. Sorry.
That's okay.
Our main focus, however, is lashes. We'll be behind the scenes touching up models, getting them ready to get out on the runway and just completing the final look.
Cool. And so you're actually with them backstage, getting them ready before they march out there.
Doing the final little finishing touches, just kind of collaborating with other hairstylists, makeup artists, and completing the look, putting it out there, and watching it all come together.
And where can people find more about Amazing Lash Studio?
AmazingLashStudio.com. You can go ahead and find, I believe we have a total of 8 studios currently in Orange County, and we are expanding pretty fast with the studio going up about every week.
Great. Again, we're talking about OC Fashion Week, which kicks off right after Labor Day. Nassim, why don't you thank some of those sponsors that are involved and tell us about their involvement?
So we have a lot of great sponsors this year. You know, Pardon My French, Nail Bar, Amazing Lashes, Nectar Juice Bar, Grit Cycle, Monarch Beach. We have Toujours L'Amour Flowers, which just makes the most beautiful roses that can be delivered to your friends or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Tony and Guy Advanced and Tony Guy USA, they do our hair every year and they do an amazing job.
And I know you were involved with this in years past and you decided to come back. So talk about why it's important to you.
Yeah, I think OC Fashion Week is just really important to fashionistas who are all over the world, including Orange County. I did the first show in March and I showcased there with my designs. And it really helped me to collaborate with other people in the area and really get my name more in my local area, which was really awesome. So I loved it so much that I'm back again for round two.
And then, Alexis, you are one of the hosts of the various events. So would you like to talk about what you plan to do on stage or how you plan to interact with the audience or what your goal is when you're in front of people at OC Fashion Week this coming week?
Well, Nassim and I will be doing some of it together. And I'll just be hosting and introducing all of the amazing people that are getting ready to be on the runway and the designers that are there. And we are bringing my brand. I still do have, I'm out of the dress industry at the moment just because my time, it's about time management with my kids right now. But I do still have my accessory line, which will be there, Alexis by Glissy Bella, which is hats and bags and just little jewelry accessories, fun jewelry. So that'll be, you know, interesting and fun to have a part of it. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's all about, especially the first night on the yacht, it's just all about fun and getting the momentum going for the rest of the week.
Awesome. Do you have any advice for me, by the way, because I think I've been invited to at least 2 of the events and I'm surrounded by these beautiful women and I'm wearing shorts and flip-flops and I have no idea where to start. Where should I go, Alexis?
You mean start as far as what you should wear?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, is that what I need to think about? You already have it all planned out, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think we have any menswear lines being showcased this year, so you could start at South Coast, like you said.
All right, I guess I will. You'll have to come with me and buy it for me, though, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, ladies of OC Fashion Week. Nassim Nelson, Alexia Ornelius, Alexis Bellino. Again, it starts next week. And the website, one more time?
OCFashionWeek.com.
Okay, is there anything we left out that anybody wants to add? Think we got it? All right. Alexis, thanks so much for calling in and taking time this morning. Good luck with the kids today and getting back to school. And thank you, ladies, for coming in studio with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. See you soon.